Jordan's King Abdullah abruptly canceled plans to come to Washington this week amid concern over the Bush administration's policy on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A statement from Jordan said the meeting with President Bush would not take place until American officials clarified their position on the Middle East peace process. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
And it's not like the king has to cross the ocean. He's already in the country, but can't seem to make it to Washington.
That's true. This is what you'd call a diplomatic snub. He was in California, and the Jordanians put out a statement last night and made clear he'd go home rather than come to Washington. He was expected to meet President Bush on Wednesday. Now, the Jordanians have been unhappy since the U.S. shifted its policy on Israeli settlements last week. You'll remember previous administrations have always described Jewish settlements in Palestinian land as obstacles to peace. Last week, President Bush described them as realities on the ground. He made those comments when he was endorsing Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plans to pull settlements out of Gaza but maintain major settlements in the West Bank. President Bush also said that Palestinian refugees should be resettled in a future Palestinian state, not in areas that are now part of Israel. These are final status issues to be negotiated by the party, so Jordan and other Arab states are quite angry that the U.S. seems to be weighing in on them. And by the way, Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Shaath also called off a trip to come to Washington this week.
Is the Bush administration doing anything to allay the concerns of the king?
Well, what we're hearing from U.S. officials, and we heard again this morning from Secretary of State Colin Powell outside the State Department, is that the Sharon plan is the start of a process, that Sharon is going to pull settlements out of Gaza, which is something everybody wants. Powell also said that the president was not weighing in on what settlements should remain in the West Bank. He was just recognizing realities on the ground. Those are the words we keep hearing. Powell also insisted that these are issues that will be worked out by the parties eventually. The U.S. is just trying to downplay the policy shift on this issue. But critics say the U.S. is wrecking the peace process by taking sides with Israel, and it's going to make it much harder for the U.S. to mediate.
Is the Bush administration really disappointed with the king's decision?
Well, administration officials keep downplaying this. Powell said he spoke to King Abdullah twice yesterday about this decision, and the Jordanian king, he just said the Jordanian king needed to go back and consult with his government. Powell said the talks have been rescheduled for May, early May, and he insisted that he's sure the U.S. can address Jordan's concerns before then. This is the quote that Powell said. For instance, he said, "We have to look not just at the disappointment of the moment, but the fact that what we've been asking for decades is going to happen, the removal of settlements. It's the beginning of the process." That's what they keep saying, the beginning of the process, not final status issues.
What would make the king happy?
Well, we're going to have to see. I mean, they're going to be talking to U.S. officials. The foreign minister, Jordan's foreign minister, Mwasher, is in the U.S., so he's going to be talking with administration officials. It doesn't look like the Bush administration has made its case yet because they've still have a lot of anger on the Arab side.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.